That was The Night, featuring Alison Goldfrapp from Roixoff's Profound Mysteries 3. The fourth act is Alex Lilly's Repetition is a Sin with I'm Getting Better at Falling in Love. I'd like to talk about the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On June 19th, the 2022-23 BCIHL champions announced the recruitment of defenseman Dylan Hewitt a Burnaby Winter Club alumni who spent the last four seasons with the BCHL's Powell River Kings, where he scored 15 points last season. Hewlett rejoins Caleb Parkhouse as the two play for the Kings in the 2021-22 season. On June 22nd, the SFU Red Leaves Hockey announced a fundraising campaign with SFU Advancement for more exhibition games against NCAA Division I and similar opponents for the upcoming season and beyond.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Ellie Van Eek's Year of the Statement, Lightning Studios. Here is Vanguards.
I got time.
I'd like to discuss the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, with many earning college baseball scholarships and some being drafted into Major League Baseball. There were five doubleheaders on June 17th. The UBC Thunder blanked the Wally Chiefs 4-0, followed by a 6-1 win to complete a sweep at UBC. The Mid-Island Pirates looted the host Victoria Eagles 11-7, but fell 5-1 in Game 2 for a split at Lambrick. The visitors' North Shore Twins were doubled by the Victoria Mariners 4-2, but defeated the Mariners 5-2 for a split at Saanich's Lyritz. The Okanagan Athletics doubled up the venue host Delta Blue Jays 4-2, but fell in Game 2 4-2 for a split at Mackey. And the visitors' Abbotsford Cardinals swept the Parksville Royals 7-5 and 9-7 at Inouye Wallace Field. 11 games were on tap for June 18th. Mid-Island swept the visitors 10-7 and 5-4 at Nanaimo's Sir Oxman. Let me find out who the visitors were in Nanaimo's Sir Oxman, June 18th. Sorry for the omission, but I will get to it ASAP. Yeah, select date, June 18th. So the Mid-Island Pirates swept the visitors, Abbotsford Cardinals, 10-7 and 5-4 at Nanaimo Sir Oxman. As for the rest, the venue host Delta swept Okanagan 4-3 and 5-1 at Mackey. The host Victoria Eagles swept North Shore 2-1 and 5-2 at Lambrick. The Victoria Mariners swept the visitors Parksville 4-2 and 1-0 at Saanich's Lyritz. In an all-Vancouver Island matchup, the host Langley Blaze quad-damaged Wally 4-1, but fell in an 8-7 slugfest in Game 2 for a split at McLeod Athletic, and UBC shaded White Rock 3-2 at UBC. On June 20th, Langley blanked the visitors Delta 4-0 at McLeod Athletic. On June 21st, the host Delta quintupled White Rock 5-1 at Crony Park. Wally Chiefs thumped Abbotsford 7-1 at Wally Athletic. And Mid-Island shot out the visitors Victoria Eagles at Sir Oxman. On June 22nd, Coquitlam doused Langley 7-2 at Mundy.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Premier Baseball League. UBC Thunder are first at 22-10, White Rock Tritons are second at 21-10, Langley Blaze are third at 23-11, Mid-Island Pirates are fourth at 21-11, Delta Blue Jays are fifth at 22-14, Victoria Eagles are sixth at 18-19, Abbotsford Cardinals are seventh at 17-18, North Shore Twins are eighth at 17-20, Coquitlam Reds are ninth at 13-16, Okanagan Athletics are 10th at 14-18, Wally Chiefs are 11th at 14-26, Parksville Royals are 12th at 8 and 19, and Victoria Mariners are last at 9 and 27.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
I'd like to discuss the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were three games on June 17th. The host Vancouver Canadiens blanked the Hillsboro Hops 2-0 in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. The visitors Everett Aqua Sox exorcised the Tri-City Dust Devils 7-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the Eugene Emeralds thumped the host Spokane Indians 11-4 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. On June 18th, Vancouver quintupled Hillsboro 5-1 to clinch the Northwest League's first half crown. Eugene edged Spokane 6-5, and Everett quintupled Tri-City 5-1.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the first half standings in the Northwest League. Vancouver finished first at 38-27. The Eugene finished second at 34-32, much like Everett. Tri-City, 34-32. So there's a three-way tie for fourth. Spokane, 33-32, fifth. And Hillsboro last at 24-42. The Northwest League returned to action on June 20th with two venue changes. Vancouver thumped the host Eugene 11-4 at PK Park. The visitors Tri-City shaded Spokane 6-5 at Avista, and Everett edged the host Hillsboro 5-4 at Ron Tonkin Field. On June 21st, Eugene quintupled Vancouver 5-1, Spokane walked off on Tri-City 6-5, and Everett edged Hillsboro June 22nd. On June 22nd, Everett edged Hillsboro 8-7 on June 21st. On June 22nd, Vancouver shellacked Eugene 13-2, Spokane tripled up Tri-City 3-1, and Everett shaded Hillsboro 4-3. Three games are on tap tonight. Vancouver continues in Eugene at 6:35, Everett resumes in Hillsboro, and Tri-City carries on in Spokane Valley. The first pitch for the last two games are at 7:05 p.m.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel together? I'd like to make a correction, a possible correction. The standings in the Northwest League, according to the minor league website, might actually be the current standings, the full season standings, even though I could only see the first half on the Minor League Baseball website. Thank you for listening to episode 24 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Amy Dang's The World's Living Demands, a windy mind prologue.